It's I think helpful to keep in mind when you hear this passage, this familiar temptation narrative, that at this point, around near the end of the first century, the followers of Jesus did not think Jesus was divine. And the title Son of God was just a standard Jewish title given to anybody who was a faithful Jew. So I think this is important in understanding the nature of the temptation here. And of course, it is very easy to see why they juxtapose this famous story from Genesis with a temptation narrative, which is the same gospel we get every Sunday at the beginning of Lent. The people wanted to show the real contrast between Adam and Eve and Jesus. So what is this first sin? We can forget talking snakes and forbidden fruit and all that stuff. Those are just little mythic versions of trying to explain why the human race is so mucked up. And the basic muck-up is a lie. Just do this and then you'll be like God. It's a lie. It's a lie. They knew, taking the characters as are presented to us, they knew they were not divine. They knew they did not know anything. Everything. But that temptation to be master of one's life, to be in control of everything, to know everything, above all the future, that most intimidating area of ignorance for us human beings, is very tempting. It is very tempting. And that, of course, accounts for the lamentable condition of the human race, because if we are the product of a dishonest environment, then we're going to be dishonest too. The lie is self-propagating, as it were. And with Jesus, on the contrary, Jesus refused to lie. Jesus refused to do magic. Jesus refused to pretend that he was somebody other than he was. And so he resisted this temptation of fleeing from his own humanity, which is what Adam and Eve were tempted to do. Being human is too limiting, too finite, too restricted. No, no, you just be master of the universe. No, no. Mm-mm. So this, I think, sets a reasonable agenda for what we're supposed to be doing during Lent. Namely, Lent is supposed to be a time where we come to know ourselves better. Know those corners of dishonesty, of hypocrisy, of evasion, which so easily mark our human existence. And the penance, of course, is not giving up chocolate or sex or liquor or movies or TV. It's precisely the power given by God for us to confront ourselves in our finitude and in our fundamental dishonesty. A dishonesty, into which we are born. That's original sin. Original sin is not some black spot on my soul, as the nuns used to tell us in grade school. It is something profoundly marking and distorting us human beings, where we really do seek an easy way, where we do resist, in the wonderful phrase of Jeffrey Robinson, the grace of self-doubt. So Lent is supposed to be a time of recollection. What does that mean? Of collecting ourselves into ourselves, of greater self-awareness. In other words, to live from our real depths, the depths of who, with the grace of God, we come to see we are and to what we're called. to responsiveness to the world. Because it is the lie that keeps us, I think, that keeps us from being responsive to the world. It is a self-protection, it is self-defense, the armament that at least I erect regularly when faced by something I don't want to look at in myself or in the world. So in a very real sense, this is penitential, period. What does that mean? Penance just means painful. It is painful to come to grips with oneself. It's much easier just to float along the surface of life and you look around and say, oh, I'm not better or worse than anybody else, or just kind of okay. No, we're not okay. And the brilliance of this old Jew's insight is that every conflict, every antagonism, every discord, every disharmony in the world is attributable to this primal lie. And as it spreads to the human condition, whether we're talking about Muammar Gaddafi, he is not in charge of that country. They are not his people. Or the resistance we have in our own life to admitting our own finitude, our own fallibility. So that's the agenda that's set for us on the first Sunday of Lent.